Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Shalom, everybody. My name is Avraham Kilstein from Yerushalayim, and I have the schus of learning with you the third parak of Nedarim, and I hope you all enjoy the shiur. The first noise that we have in parak of Nedarim is the concept of Nidrei Zeruzin, that the Mishnah teaches us that if you have an argument between a moicher and a lokeach about the price of a certain object, so in the heat of the argument, so they each take a neder that they say that I refuse to be nena from this chavitz if I'm going to have to pay more than such and such, or the opposite, that I refuse to be nena from the tashlam of the chavitz if you're going to pay me less than such and such. So the Mishnah tells us that in such a case, so the neder is not actually chal, because they aren't really serious about the rotzen for the chalaisa neder, but rather this is just a mechanism, a tool that they have in order to convince the other person about how serious they are about their unwillingness to change from the price that they had set. So to the Rishonim over here, and Daf Chaf Aleph, so they have a problem that even though that in their minds, in their hearts, the Moicher and Lokeach, they didn't really have in mind for the Chalos HaNeder, but why should that make a difference? Haray, there's a klal of Dvarim Shevalev Einam Dvarim, that if a person does a Maise, and on the outside it looks like he's doing a very good Maise, even if on the inside he really didn't have in mind, so we don't care. For example, if a person marries a woman and he says Hariat Mekudeshesli, and afterwards he says that I was just joking, so we don't care. That's called Dvarim Shevalev Einam Dvarim. So the Rishonim say that over here there's no issue of Dvarim Shevalev Einam Dvarim because it's Mukach Milsa. Why is it Mukach Milsa? So the Ran says because it's the Derech. The Derech and Shalmoich V'Lokeach Bekach. Because it's the Derech, so therefore there's no problem of Dvarim Shalev. We call this Dvarim Shebelibai Ubelev Kol Adam. That it's not just in his heart, but rather it's in everyone's heart. And because it's in everyone's heart, so it doesn't have the chisaron of Dvarim Shebelev. But that's what it says in the Ran. If you look in the Tosis and the Rosh, so there's an interesting thing that they also mention this concept of Mochach Mosa, but B'naisav Lakach, so they also bring in another idea. The Lashon of the Rosh in the Tosis is that it's Be'inan Pivelibai Shomin. That literally, that a person's mouth and his heart need to be equal. And the question is, why do the Rosh and the Tosfos have to come onto this klal of pliv v'liba shovin? Why wasn't it enough to use the regular klal of dvarim shebeliba v'liv kol adam? Because there's an umdud and the muchach, because everybody understands that when they're making this neder that they weren't serious, that should be enough of a reason that it shouldn't be chal the neder. Why do the Rosh and the Tosfos have to come on to the new klal of pliv v'liba shovin? So to answer this question, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and Rav Nachum Pertzavitz, so they both explained that there's a yesoid, which is a very, very important yesoid in Nedarim, and that is that Nedarim is different than most asiyas that a person can make. This chiluk is based on a comment of Rav Shimon Shkop that can be found in Shari Yosher, Shari Hei Perek Chaf Aleph, and is also brought down by his Talmud, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, in his Shir Klali La Nedarim in Simon Gimel, Ois Dalid, that Rav Shimon explained that there's a difference between Nedarim and everything else. That what's the difference? That Rav Shimon is speaking about the concept of Asi Diver Mevatel Diver, but it's Nogea for a lot of things. Now, in every Maise, so we have two things. We have, first of all, we have the Maise that we do, and second of all, you have the Chalos. Now, there's a din Ratzon. There's a din that when a person does something, he has to have in mind. If a person does something in his sleep, so it's completely irrelevant. Now, does that din Ratzon, does it have to only do with the Maise, or does it have to also do with the Chalos? Or in other words, do I have to have in mind to do the Maisa, or do I also have to have in mind for the Chalos? So generally speaking, so the halacha is that I have to have Ratzon both for the Maisa and also for the Chalos. Let's get back to our example from Kiddushin. I say to a woman, Hariyat Mekudeshesli, and I certainly have in mind for the Maisa, but in my heart, I was having in mind for a joke. So usually it's Dvarim Shebelev, but let's say I would tell people before that everybody, you should know that I only have in mind for a joke. So that now when everybody looks at me and they see that I'm giving this woman a ring, so they know that what is in my heart? My heart is to give over the woman a ring in the tzura that it would look like I'm doing a kiddushin, meaning I do have ratzon for the maise. However, because they know that I don't have ratzon for the chalois, so therefore it's not chal. Or in other words, that in kiddushin there's a halacha that it's not enough to have kavana for the maise, but rather I have to have kavana for the chalois as well. So now, Reb Shimon says that halacha is not true when it comes to Nedarim. But Nedarim, says Reb Shimon, that it's enough to have kavana for the maise, but the chalais, I don't have to have kavana for the chalais. Why is that? Because the chalois haneder is not something which I do. If it would be something that I did, then there would be reason to say that I need to have kavana for the chalois, but rather that if I make a maisa, so the Torah itself makes the iser by itself, that I don't have to worry about the chalois, that because I'm not doing it with my maisa. Now, this chiluk is based on a very, very important yesoid in Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in Sefer, in the beginning of Hilchos Yibam v'Chalitza, so he's mechalek between gerushin and chalitza. He brings two interesting gemaras that have to do with chalitza, that where we see the chalitza is different than gerushin. One is that the gemara in Yevamos Daf Kuf Hei, that there's a machlekes in the gemara if the chalitza of a ketana has validity. Now everybody knows that b'chol ha'Torah kula, the maisa of a katan is not a maisa. A katan can't do a kiddushin, can't do a gerushin, can't do a mecher. So asks Reb Chaim, why should it be a tzan that the chalitza of a ketana is a good chalitza? Similarly, that he brings that on the Gemara and Daf Kuvdalit, so then that everybody agrees that the chalitza of a chareshes is a chalitza. Now, halacha lemaisa, the Gemara says that really a chareshes can't do a chalitza, but that's only because of a technical problem, because she's ena bas kriya, but mitzad the fact that she's a ketana, that because the fact that she doesn't have das, the Gemara doesn't have an issue. Factor b'chayim that b'chol tor kula, the halacha is the cheresh right v'katan, because they're not b'nei das, so the ma'isa is never called a ma'isa. So why should it be that by a chereshes, that if it wouldn't have been for the gzeras akosov of it being in the parashas kriya, and by a ketana, according to one man de Amar, why should there be a tzad that their ma'isa chalitza is a good chalitza? Hare, there's a cloud that they don't have das. So to answer these two issues, so Reb Chaim explains that there's an important difference between a gerushin and a chalitza. And that is that same yesod that Reb Shimon is speaking about when it comes to nedarim. Now, that by a gerushin, so it's important for a person, whether it's the man or the woman, to have ratzon both for the ma'isa and for the chalois. And the reason is because the person is making the chalois with his own ratzon. Whereas by chalitza, says Reb Chaim, it's not like that. By chalitza, so a person just has to do the maise. What about the chalais chalitza, the chalais heter from the yibum? That the person is not doing, but rather the Torah is matir, a woman, that a maise chalitza was done to her. And therefore, as long as the getter of the chalitza has Torah's maise, meaning that there was kavana for the maise, even if there was no kavana for the chalais, it's still going to have the validity of a chalitza, and she could be muteris. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, by a ketana and a chaveshas, even though we say that they're not b'nei das, that only means to say that they can't have kavana for the chalais of the chalitza or the gerushin. However, a ketana or chaveshes, they certainly could have kavana for the maisa chalitza, and therefore that if it wouldn't be for technical problems, so the chalitza of a ketana chaveshes would have validity. Now, getting back to nedarim, that everybody knows that there's a halacha by nedarim that a katan can also have a teres neder. The muflus samach liish doraisa. That shows us that by neder also there's a difference between the level of ratzon that the person needs. That by the maisa of a neder, meaning the actual speaking of the words, by that a person does have to have ratzon. However, for the chaloisa neder, for that, the person doesn't have ratzon. Why is that? Just like Reb Chaim said, because by a neder, it's not the pshat that a person is meichel the iser, the chalois of the iser. But rather, a person just has to worry about making the maisa ha neder, the chalois ha iser of the neder, that the Torah takes care of. So now, getting back to Nidrei Zeruzin. So we said the Reb Chaim Shulevitz and Reb Nachman Tzavitz, they had a problem. That why is it that Tosis and the Rosh, that they have to come on to this extra problem, this extra issue of Pi V'Liv HaShavim? Why isn't it enough, the regular klal of Umdun and the Muchach, that because it's B'Liv HaBalev Kol Adam, that there was no Ratzin for the Neder here, so that should be enough of a reason that there shouldn't be a Chalais Neder. Says Reb Chaim Shulevitz and Reb Nachum, that based on this Reb Shimon, which is really based on this Reb Chaim, so we can understand. And that is because there's a difference between Nedarim and everything else. By everything else, there's a necessity for a person to have kavana for the chalois, whereas by neder there's no necessity for a person to have kavana for the chalois, but rather it's enough for him to have kavana for the maise. And therefore, even though there's umdinu del muchach that the person doesn't want the chalois haneder, but what about the maise haneder? That seemingly it would seem that a person would have ratzon for there to be a maise haneder, and because there's ratzon for the maise haneder, that's enough of a reason that it should be chal the neder. And that's why, says Reb Chaim Shulevitz and Reb Nachum, the Rishonim had to come on to a new klal of piv v'libo shavim. So it would seem at first glance that this is Gufa the Machlekes between the Ran and Tosfos and the Rosh. That Tosfos and the Rosh hold like Rav Shimon, that there's a difference between Nedarim and everything else. Whereas the Ran holds that Nedarim is like everything else, and a person Be'etzem does need to have Kavana for the Chalais HaNeder, and that's why the Ran holds that it's enough of a Svara to say that there's an Umdun HaDemuchach. Now, at the end of the Ran, Dibranas Chol Gassinon, so the Ran brings two deyas. What does it mean when we say that Nidra is Ruz and Armutter? That it certainly means that it's not chal the way they said it. Meaning that if the Meicher says that I'm making a neder on the tzad that you're going to give it to me for less than a certain price, then it's going to, that less than four, then it's not chal for four. But the Ran has two deyas. What about if it that on the tzad is going to that you're only going to pay me two? The Ran says that because my ikur kavana was to go against what you said, that you said too, so that there's a tzad to say in the Ran that it is chav neder legabe that I'm not gonna take only two. Now it would seem that the Ran is l'shitasai, because if we say that there's a problem here, if people believe a shovin that the maisa neder is not even a maisa neder, so then obviously it's not going to be chal at all, because this maisa that I was doing wasn't at all a maisa neder. Whereas the Ran, the Shitasai, because the Ran holds that it is a Maisa Neder, that the whole issue is that there's no Kavana for the Chalaisa Neder, then there's room to play with that maybe Legabe a different Chalais, maybe it would be Chal. So it would seem that the Ran is the Shitasai, and Tosis and the Rosh, that because it's not a Maisa Neder, so it's Pshita Lehu, there's not going to be Chal, Legabe 2 and 4. Now, until now, we've been going with the assumption that there's a concept of Pivel Yishoven, and you've all been trusting me that it makes sense to say it in this case. But the emphasis is not so clear at all. The Shorish of this halacha of Pivel Yishoven is from the Gemara in Psochim Daf Samach Gimel, that the Gemara brings a Braisa. The Braisa is speaking about a person who's trying to be mafish truma from his crops. And it goes like this. Hamiskavin lai mitchumar vi amar meiser, meiser vi amar truma, oy she'eni nichnas lebay yezeh vi amar lezeh, she'eni nen lezeh vi amar lezeh, loy amar klum, ad she'yuhu piv v'liboy shoven. So that is the klal of Pivel Yishoven, a person that had in mind to be mafish truma, but accidentally he said meiser. So the halacha is that nothing happened. What do we call this? This is called a slip of the tongue. Iskal milule. That is the klal of Pivel Yishoven. So because if the whole mocker of the concept of Pivel Yishoven is iskal milule, that a person simply had in mind to say something else, and it's just a slip of the tongue that the wrong words came out, so then why do the Russian Tosfos think that in our case of Nidra Zuzan, that this is similar to the halacha of Pivel Yishoven? Haray, in our case, so he has in mind to say the words that he's saying. It wasn't a slip of the tongue. He knew exactly what words he was saying. He only didn't have in mind for the Ratzon, for the Chalais HaNeder. That why is it that the Russian Tosfos, when they look at this Nidra Zuzan, that they understand that this is similar to the case of Pivel Yishoven? So to answer this question, that there's a different thing that Rav Shimon Shkop said, and that is to answer a question that he had from the Ritva in Kiddushin. The Ritva in Kiddushin has a klal about Dvarim Shevalev Enam Dvarim, that even though, generally speaking, that by an Umdun Demuchach, the halacha is that Dvarim Shevalev could be chal, because we understand his Dvarim Shevalev, says the Ritva in Kiddushin, Daf Nun, that that's only true when the Dvarim Shevalev are not being soiser dvarim shebepeh. For example, if you sell me a suit, and it turns out that the suit is shatnas, so there's an umdun demuchach that I didn't have in mind to buy it if I would have known that it's shatnas. So now, when we said that I want to buy from you a suit, so we didn't speak about what it's made of exactly, that we didn't go into the details, but, and therefore there's no stira from this fact that the Umdana says that if it's really shadness, I didn't want to buy it, to the fact that we spoke about to each other that I want to buy a switch from you. So therefore, the Umdana Mukha is only clarifying what I had in mind to buy from you, and that's not contradicting what I said that I want to buy from you. Whereas over here, and the truth is, you can ask the same question in the case that we spoke about when a person is making a kiddushin for a joke, that over there, the Umdana Mukha is going completely against what I did. That in that case, says the Ritva, if the Dvarim, the Umdun HaDemuchach is being soiser, the Dvarim Shebepeh, so in such a case, the Umdun HaDemuchach can't go against, it cannot be Mevatel, the Dvarim Shebepeh. So why is it that in our case of Nidra Zuzan, or similarly in the case of the Kedushin Nischoik, How can it be that the Umdud of the Muchach is going to be Mevatal, the Dvarim Shepeh, that I said very clearly that I do want there to be a neder here? So to answer this question, so Rav Shimon Shkop says, and in Shari Yosher, Shar Zayin, Perek Ches, that a very important insight, and that is that what do we mean when we say that a person has in mind to have kavana for the neder? When we say that a person has to have in mind for the Maisa HaNeder, for the Divra HaNeder, what that means is that he has to have in mind that the words that he's saying have to have the mashmois of words that are coming to Aser. Says Rav Shimon, that because it's the Derech of Soichrim, that they always do such a thing, that they speak in the terms of Nedarim, but really, they don't really mean to have the mashmois of a Neder. What they really mean to say is that this is their way of saying that you should know I'm very, very serious. They really have no intention that there should even be a mashmais from their words, that what they're saying is words which are coming to aser chafatzim and them. Therefore, says Rav Shimon, that we don't look at this as a maisa neder, but rather as a what? As a maisa zeros. So with this answer, so we can understand that the same is true by Kedusha Yitzchok, that because I tell everybody that I just have in mind for a joke. So when I do this Maisa of a Kedushin with the Dibur of Kedushin, so everybody understands that this is not a Maisa of Kedushin, but rather I'm trying to have a Maisa and a Dibur, which gives the impression that I'm trying to make a joke. So therefore, there's no problem. It's now stira to the Ritva, that even though by Umdud Demuchach it can't be Mevatot Dvarim Shevepeh, but over here it's not going to be Mevatot Dvarim Shevepeh because there is no Dvarim Shevepeh. Why is there no Dvarim Shevepeh? Because it's only called a Maisa Neder when there's a Mashmais for my words that I have in mind to Aser Chafatzin. But over here, there isn't even a Mashmais for my words that I come to Aser Chafatzin, but rather my words are simply saying, I'm very serious. That's the only thing that my words are conveying. They aren't conveying the mashmais of Isser. Now, let's get back now to the words of the Rosh and the Tosfos that they bring in the Gemara and Psachim of Pivali Vashavan. So he said that what does Pivali Vashavan have to do with this? That Pivali Vashavan, the Gemara tells us, is speaking about a case of Iskal Milule, that the person had a slip of the tongue, that he didn't mean to say the words that came out of his mouth. So what does it have to do with Nidrei Zeruzin that a person does have in mind for the words that are coming out of his mouth? But with this hakdama from Shimon, so it's moving. Because the words that come out of his mouth are the words of a neder. But what was his mind? In his mind was that it should be just a zeros. So because his had in mind and his umdud d'much that the mashmais of his words should only be a zeros, so we call that ein pi b'liv hashoven. Dehainu, that even though the person that would look at his words without seeing the context would say that he has, that these words, the piv, are words of a neder, meaning they're words that are trying to convey iser, but rather the lev, meaning the lev of the maise, that is the words that he's trying to say, he's trying to say different words. What are the different words that he's trying to say? He's just trying to say that I'm really serious. So that's what we call pi b'liv hashoven, that there is no kavana for the maise, for the mashmais of the words that he's saying, for the divrei haneder that he's saying. And that is why, according to Tosfos and the Rosh, there's no chaleis neder here, because there's no kavana even for the maise haneder. Okay, let's summarize what we've learned until now. That we spoke about the machlekes between the Ran and Tosfos and the Rosh, about what is the reason why Nidrei Zeruzin are not chal. That according to the Ran, the reason is because it's umdun demuchach, and we're masbir that's enough according to the Ran. The fact that we know that there's no rotzen for the chalois haneder, that's enough of a reason to be mevatel the neder. Whereas the Rosh and the Tosfos hold that even though a person wouldn't have rotzen for the chalois haneder, that's not enough of a reason to be mevatel the neder, because we brought the Reb Shimon in Shar Hei, that a neder is different than every other chalois, that it's enough to have kavana for the maisa haneder, and you don't need kavana for the chalois haneder. That is the dea of the Tosfos and the Rosh, whereas the Ran is of the opinion that a person does need to have a kavana for the chalois haneder, and that's why he holds umdun demuchach is enough. Now, why is it called pi v'liv hashoven? The reason why it's called pi v'liv hashoven, we brought the different Reb Shimon in Shar Zayin, which is really a hashlama to the first Reb Shimon. And that is that in this that we say that a person needs to have kavana for the maisa haneder and not the chalais haneder, but what does it mean the maisa haneder? What it means is a person has to have kavana that there should be mashmais of his words, that there should be there should be a chalais iser on a chefetz. Whereas over here, because the kavana of the person is only that there should be a zirus, that the mashmayus of his words shouldn't have the connotation that he's coming to ask or anything, but rather just that he's trying to convince his friend, therefore it's not called the mashmayus of a divrei haneder, and therefore it's not called that there's called a maisa haneder. And we spoke about that there's an afkamina for the 2 days in the Ran, Dibar Maskal Garcina, that is Nizri Zuzin Chal Legabe what the other person wanted. Dehainu, that if the machaikis, if it's going to be, the price is going to be 2 or 4, so the machaikis doesn't want to only get 2, so there's 2 days in the Ran, is his neder chal Legabe that there will be an Isser Koinon on the tzad that's only going to pay 2. So the Ran is the Shitasai. Because the Ran is of the opinion that there is a Divrei Haneder here, the only problem is with the Kavana for the Chalais Haneder, therefore there's Mokum to say that maybe the Neder is going to be Chal. Now how do we paskin with this halacha? The Rama in Simen Reish Lamed Beis brings two dais, and the Shach and the Taz says that the Minig is Lahakel. The emes is that the Gemara is mashma like this opinion, because from the Lashon, Abba Nedarim, Hitiru Chachamim, the mashmayus of Hitiru is that it's a Heter Gomer. Now, there is another issue, which is seemingly would be the exact same machlekes that there is, that we just learned, in the case that the Gemara brings at the bottom of the Yomid. The Gemara speaks about the case that one person wants to invite his friend over for a meal. That the person, he doesn't just say that I'm not going to eat a meal by your house. He says, I'm not even going to drink one drop. So the Gemara says, the reason why it's not chal, the neder, is because he didn't mean not to eat a drop, but rather he meant l'shum achila ushtia. So over here, there's a similar question that it says that it's mutter, but what does it mean that it's mutter? Does it mean that it's mutter the way he said it, or does it mean that it's mutter in ganzen? But what about legabe having an achila gemura? So if you look at the Mefarish, so in Dibur Maschil Mutter Likanis Lebeso Velechal Kimma Velishtoi Simeno Tibas Tzayne, so the Mefarish says, Avaloi Achila Meruba. But if Achila Meruba, a regular meal, and that, the emes is, it's Chal the Isser. The same is true in the Das HaRambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nedarim, Perukei Halach Yud, that even though he's Mutter, but Tibas Tzayne, but Achila Meruba, says the Rambam, it's Chal the Isser Koinem. So seemingly, that this, we would say that this machlekes is the exact same machlekes that we have in the Ran. That when a person says that he exaggerates, he says that there's no way in the world that I'm going to do more than such and such. And really, he doesn't really have in mind, he's really exaggerating, he just wants to bring the other person to understand that he's serious. But the machlekes is, that is it going to be chal the neder legabe what he really had in mind? So in our case, the person really had in mind that he doesn't want to pay four, but 2 really could be that he is willing to pay. And similarly, that in the Messiah of his Chaver Shiachal Atzlai, he has in mind he's not going to eat an Achila Meruba, and when he says Tzivas Tzayneh, he's just exaggerating. The problem is that we find that stiras, that between these two Naisim of Achila and the Derech HaSeicher, Dehainu, that we said that the Rambam, when it comes to Achila Ushtia, so he's Machmir, he says that it's Chavneder Legabe Achila Ushtia. Whereas by the Nidrei Zuzin, by the Seichrim, so he just says it's mutter, and he doesn't say that there's any Isser whatsoever. In Bidas Haran, so we said that when it comes to the Seichrim, so he brings 2 days. What about by Tibas Tzayinayin? By Tibas Tzayinayin, he doesn't say anything. He doesn't mention that there's a Mokum to Aser, that by Achila Meruba, like the Mefarish and the Rambam say. So there is a little bit of Mokum to say that maybe the Ram was just Seimich on what he said before. But the passage is that at the Zeichrim in the Ran should have spoken out that the same achlekes that we said before by Zeichrim also applies to Tzivas Tzayinayin. So in other words, there's a stira, both in the Ran and the Rambam, between these two sugyas, that seemingly that these two sugyas are totally in the same question, that when I exaggerated and I said that I'm going to make a neder if you don't do more than X, but really I really had in mind Y, so is it chal the neder legabi Y? So the Rambam says that by Achila, by Mesarev B'chaver Shiochel Atzlo, it's Chal, and by Sechem it's not Chal, and the Ran has a tzad to say that by Sechem it's Chal, and by Mesarev B'chavero, he has no tzad to say that it's Chal. So to understand this phenomenon, so let's think about why would this neder be Chal differently than what he says. Seemingly, it's a Musa D'tmiya, that if I said one thing, so that So bishlama to say that the umdun of the muchach is going to be mevatel what I said, but to say that it's chal something else, how could the umdun make create a neder? There's no bittis v'sayim at the neder. So there's the ma'isa that there's two ways to understand why the neder should be chal in such a situation. The first mahalak we could say is that when a person says that I'm not going to pay more than two. So what he means is that I'm not going to pay two. I'm also then kol shekein that I'm not going to pay three, and kol shekein I'm not going to pay four. Now, so we say that in his words that I'm not going to pay more than two, it's including also I'm not going to pay three and four. And we have an ansari that I didn't mean seriously that I'm not going to pay two. And similarly, we have an anansadi that I didn't seriously mean that I'm not going to pay three, but I'm not going to pay four. Hare, my ikar kavana was that I'm not going to pay four. So there's no anansadi to be mevatel the fact that I'm not going to pay four. So if that's the case, then we could say that the umdun d'muchach is mevatel the fact that I'm not going to pay more than two, and it's mevatel the fact that I'm not going to pay more than three, but it's not mevatel the fact that I'm not going to pay four. And therefore, the nether remains legabe. I'm not going to pay four. That's the first mahalach that you could say. If that's the pshat, so we could be miyashiv the das haran. Why is that? Because there's a difference between two different things, and one is called bechlal masayimone, and one is called akal v'chomer. Bechlal masayimone is when you have two things that the smaller thing is pashat included in the bigger thing. That is the case when you speak about amounts of money. That if I'm not going to pay two, so that included in that is that I'm not going to pay three and four. That's not called a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is when you have two things. One is greater than the other, but it's not included in the other. Let's get back to tzivas tzoynin. When a person is misarev b'chaver shiyochel atzloy, he says, I'm not going to drink a drop of water. Now, if we consider a drop of water and we consider a hamburger, so is the fact that is not eating a drop of water including the fact that I'm not going to eat a hamburger? Absolutely not. It's very possible that I'm not going to drink a drop of water, but I am going to eat a hamburger. Nervous that there's a kal v'chomer. That if we look at the derech of people, if I'm not even going to take from you a drop of water, then kal v'chomer, I don't mean to eat from you a hamburger. But b'chlal masayimana, we can't say. So now, when it comes to being meichel a neder, so we need divrei haneder. So when I said I'm not going to pay more than two, so there's a divrei haneder here, and also I'm not paying four. Why? Because b'chlal masayimana means that it's in my words. It's licked in my words that I'm not going to pay two, that I'm not going to pay four. So because there's b'chlal masayimana, so there is a divrei haneder on the fact that I'm not going to pay four. Whereas opposed to tipas soinein, over there, we can't say b'chlal masayimana. Over there, it's only a kal v'chomer, and a kal v'chomer cannot make a neder because there's no divrei haneder. And that is why the Ran says that by two and four, there's 2 days if it's chal the neder, whereas by tipas soine, it's posha to the Ran that it's not going to be chal the neder. To be miyashiv the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that by mesarev b'chaver shiyochol, it's chal the neder, and by soichim, it's not chal the neder, so it must be that the Rambam had a different understanding of how you could have a divrei haneder here, even though it's not the way that he stipulated. Now, we mentioned before the chiddush of Reb Shimon Shkop in Shar Zayin, that even though that there's a cloud, that umdun d'muchach cannot be mevatel dvarim shevepeh, but over here, it's not called dvarim shevepeh, because the umdun says that it wasn't even a divrei haneder. Because when a person makes the zeros, so everybody understands that he doesn't even have the mashmais to have the connotation that he wants to ask for something, but rather the mashmais of his words is only to make a zeros. Now, in the same vein, we could understand a little bit different, that it could be that maybe that it's not that a person doesn't have in mind at all to make a zeros, but rather maybe this is his way of saying something else entirely. Or in other words, that because it's the derech of people to exaggerate, that maybe a person could taina that when I say a small thing, that's my way of saying the bigger thing. So the Rambam says that when a person says I'm not even going to have a tipas tzayne, so that's his way of saying that I'm not going to eat a meal by you. Why did he say tipas tzayne? Because it's the derech of people to talk in such a way that people sometimes exaggerate. But everybody understands that they're exaggerating. That's just their way of saying that I'm not going to have a meal. It's, in other words, it's a code word of when a person says, I'm not going to have tipas tzayin, that's his way of saying that I'm not going to eat a meal by you. So it comes out that he doesn't mean what he says, and the mashmais of his words is that I'm not going to have a meal. So therefore, it's as if he said that I'm taking a neder that I'm not going to have a meal by you. With this idea, so the Me'er Simcha in Or Sameach, Hilchas Nedarim, Perek Dalel, Halacha Gimel, explains that there's actually a difference between Mesarev B'Chaveroi and Derech HaSoichrim. In the Mesarev B'Chaveroi, says the Me'er Simcha, that the person does have in mind to have a neder. The only thing that he doesn't have in mind is on the kamus, of how much is he not going to eat, that he doesn't really have in mind not to eat a sipas tzayin, but rather, he only has in mind not to eat a real meal. Whereas, by Nidre Zuzin, says Rameh Simcha, that the person has no intention to make a kainim at all, but rather, the entire mashmayus of his words is only to make a zirus. Therefore, says Rameh Simcha, that when the person does have in mind for a divrei haneder, and it's only the question of how much, so we say that the derech of a person is to exaggerate, and when he says, I'm not going to have a tzipat tzoynein, that's his way of saying, I'm not going to have a meal. So it's as if he said, I'm not going to have a meal, and therefore it's chal the neder, legabe, that I'm not going to have a meal. Whereas when it comes to the nidrei zuzin of the soichrim, over there is no kavana to make a neder at all. His only intention is to make a zirus, and therefore, according to the Rambam, it's not going to be chal the neder at all. That same Ran, he brings the Yerushalmi that speaks about the following case. That the Yerushalmi says that Hayam Maimid Eitzel Zeh, the Eitzel Zeh Ein Maimid, Kevin Shabatol Eitzel Zeh, Batol Eitzel Zeh. So the Ran says that you could have a case that a Moicher is speaking to two Loikchim. And to both of them he says that I'm making Koinem if you're going to give me less than a certain price. But says the Yerushalmi, that to one of them, I was actually serious, and to the other one, I had kavana to make a zirus. Says the Yerushalmi, what's the halacha? Kevin shebatol eitzel zeh, batol eitzel zeh. And so the question is, that why is this? So the Rashash, that later on, in Dav Chav Ches, says that you know why? Kevin shebatol eitzel zeh, batol eitzel zeh? Because there's a halacha that we're going to learn later in the perek of neder shehutar miktasoi, hutar kuli. That because that I was making in the same neder two different things, and the chalois was batal legabe part of the neder. So hu adin, says the Rashash, it's batal legabe the other part of the neder. This hesber of the Rashash is problematic for two different reasons. This is what is pointed out in the Stipler in Kilis Yaakov Simon Yutes. That first of all, that whether or not we say in a neder, hoter miktasa hoter kulay, that is not so pashut at all. The Pischei Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch brings from the Sefer Kol Yaakov that speaks about when a person is being maktish two behemoths, that one of that to be a carbon, and one of them is a balmum, that in which case it's a tois in the fact that he was being maktish it. Then do we say that neder, that the hektish is midin neder? Do we say that batal miktasoi batal kulei? That's a suffix in the Kol Yaakov, and nobody brings from this Yerushalmi that it's mefurish in Yerushalmi that there's a concept of neder shehuter miktasoi hutar kulei. The second question that the Stipler brings in is that it would seem that the only time that it's shayach to say that neder shehotam miktasa hotar kuloi is only when you have one bona fide neder, and even though it's a bona fide neder, but part of it is misbatel. However, says the Stipler, that over here, that why is it that nidre zuzin is not chal neder? It's not because it's a bona fide neder that's misbatal, but rather that milchatchila it's not a neder. What is it? It's a zirus. So because it's not a neder shen misbatal, so how can you say that neder shehuter miktasar huter kulei? Hare milchatchila. Only half of his dibur here was a neder. The other half was milchatchila not a neder, and doesn't make sense to say huter miktasar huter kulei. Now the second question of the stipler is not so shver based on what we've learned until now, because the Shita's Haran is that Nidre Zuzin is a Maisa HaNeder. The Shita of the Rosh and the Tosfos is that over here it's not even a Divrei HaNeder. But the Shita of the Ran is that it is a Divrei HaNeder, the only problem is with the Chalais HaNeder, and therefore the second question of the stipler of that it doesn't make sense over here, Neder Shehuta Miktasa Huta Kuloi, is not the worst question. But Lagabi, the first question of what Be'emes is the difference between the Safik of the Kol Yaakov and this Yerushalmi, according to the Ran, so both Reb Shmuel Rozovsky and Reb David Pavarsky, they say a similar teretz. They say that Be'emes, over here, it's not midin batal miktasoi batal kuli. But rather, says Reb Shmuel, that over here there's a klal, that when you have one neder, that part of the neder that has the mashmais of a divrei haneder, and the other neder has the mashmais of a divrei zirus. So it can't be that in one neder, that part of it is mitzvarish one way and part of it is mitzvarish the other way. In other words, what Shmuel means to say is that there's a difference between the maniyah of the neder mitzad the chalois and the maniyah of the neder mitzad the meiser. Dehainu, that the whole suffix of the Kol Yaakov, when we say batal mitzasa batal kuli, is only when the maniyah of the chalois neder is not because there's something wrong with my neder, but rather there's something wrong with the chalois hahektish. Whereas over here, there's no issue with the chalois haneder. The issue is with the maisa haneder. That when we say when part of the neder is bato because it's not a good maisa over there, it's lekulei yama, says Reb Shmuel, neder shahat shotim mitzasei hutar kulei. That is the explanation of the Ran in the Yerushalmi, that we're speaking about one big neder, and part of it I was serious, and part of it I wasn't serious, and because the Maisa HaNeder was Bata, so over there, it's not similar to the Kol Yaakov, that we say Bata Mektasa Bata Kulei, that over there he's not sure, because over here it's not Mitzad HaChalois, but rather Mitzad the Maisa HaNeder, and when it comes to the Maisa HaNeder, then L'Kulei Yama we say that Bata Mektasa Bata Kulei. The Rosh had a different girsa in the Yerushalmi. The girsa of the Rosh was, Hoyoze maimid, v'ze eno maimid, kevin shabatol etzoze, batol etzoze. Dehainu, that's not like the Ran understood. There's one person making two neders, but rather we're speaking about the regular case of a buyer and a seller, but rather one of them was serious and the other one wasn't serious. Says the Yerushalmi, according to the Rosh, that because one of them wasn't serious, so even the person that was serious, it's batol his neder. Now, on this halacha, so the Karen Arya is very miskasha. Says the Karen Arya, the Bishlama, if the first person wasn't serious and the second person was serious, then we can say that the second person only made an neder al tnai, that he understood that the first person was also serious. But after we see that Iglai Milsa, the first person was not serious, so then the second person, the second person's his neder, even though he was serious, it was betois, because he thought he was doing it as a response to a serious neder. However, the Lashon of Yerushalmi doesn't say that. It says, Hoyoze maimid, v'ze eino maimid. Mashmid, that the first person was serious, and the second person was the one who wasn't serious. So if that's the case, that he knew he was the first person. That we can't say that he only was making the nether because he thought that he was responding to a serious nether, because he's the first person. So ask the Karen Arya, that why in such a case should we say that the first nether is dependent on the second nether? So he says, v'tzarech lemer de b'chol zois, that his das is dependent on the second person. Kanira, that the Karenera means to say that they aren't jumping into the nether. Obviously, that before they make a nether, they have a very serious argument. And the point is that in the heat of the argument, that they both think that they're extremely, extremely serious. That neither of them think that they're just playing games with each other. And even though the nether of the second person only comes after the nether, but nevertheless, even before he made the nether, but the first person thought that the second person wasn't just playing games. He thought that he was really serious. And so the fact that the second person that was giving the impression that he was serious and not playing games, that did exist even before he made the nether. And therefore, even if the first one was the one who was maimed, nevertheless, kevin shabatol etzel the sheni, it's also batol etzel the rishon. Now, everything we've been speaking about until now has been speaking about Nidrei Zeruzin. What is the halacha about Shavuos Zeruzin? That is the heter of the Mishnah, the Nidrei Zeruzin and Mutter, is that applicable to Shavuos as well? So the Ritva, at the beginning of the Perek, so he's Misachis to this, and he says that just like the Mishnah is going to say later, by Nidrei Havai are Mutter and Shavuos Havai are also Mutter, so Huadin, this is also true by all the other things, including Zeruzin, that the Rishonim later on in Chafei Avim Beis, the Ran and the Rashba, they bring that the emes is, it says this in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says clearly that not only are Shavuos Havai Mutar, but also that Shavuos of Zeruzin are also Mutar. But in the Rambam, so it's not so clear what he writes about this. The Rambam in Shavuos Paragimo, so he brings the different Heterim of our Mishnah. So in Halacha Aleph, so in Halacha Beis, so he speaks about Nidrei Einsin, about Shavuos Einsin. And he says that it's Mutter. And then in Halacha Hey, he says, V'chein Shavuos Havai, V'shashkogus, Potter Aleim. So the Kesef Mishnah is Medayik, that he only speaks about Einsin, Havai, and Shkogus, and he forgets the first case, which is Shavuos is Zeruzin. So from the fact that he's Mashmit, the halacha of Zuzan, it would be mashma that the emes is the Bashvua, it's different than the darim, and by Zuzan, we're not going to say such a thing. The Lecha Mishnah over there, so he has a girsa in the Parish of Mishnayis that the Parish of Mishnayis says that by Zuzan it's also mutter. However, that the girsa in the Parish of Mishnayis that he brings is not so clear, that the Meiri by us, when he brings the Parish Mishnayis, so he brings clearly that the Rambam is like he's really mashma, that by Shavuos Zruzen, it's be'emes Aser. And if you look at the Chasam Sefer over here, so he was Megia in the Parish Mishnayis, even though he had the Girsa of the Lecha Mishnah, he was Megia in the Parish Mishnayis, that the proper Girsa is that the Rambam is writing over there, that by Shavuos Zruzen, it's really going to be Aser. Now, what is the Svara of the chiluk between shvus and nedarim legabe zruzin? So in that the chasam sefer is masber that lo mibayo, that if a shvua is matzri hashem, that every shvua is that a person is always masker shem shemayim, that is pshita, that if a person is going to use be masker shem shemayim, he's not going to be masker shem shemayim if he's not serious in a shvua. If the entire purpose of his words is only to play a game with his friend, to convince his friend to change the price, he's not going to use Hashem's name in vain in order to use for his personal interests. But, says the Chasam Sefer, afilu if you say that the Shvuah doesn't need a shame, but nevertheless, every time that a person says the word Shvuah, but that's really a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that because it's a kinoy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why there's the chumrah of a Shvuah Shav, so therefore, it doesn't make sense that a person is going to use the word Shvuah just for his personal interests of changing the mind of his friend. And therefore, says the Chasam Sefer, that when a person says a Shvuah, that it must be that he's serious, it must be that he's using the Shvuah in order to be'emes Aser the Peris, because if his only intention was only to play a game for his friend to change his mind, so it wouldn't make sense for him to make a Shvuah. And therefore, because it doesn't make sense, there is no Anan Sahadi, there is no Muchach Milsa, that he's not mechavin for an emes a Shvuah, and therefore be'emes, it's Chal a Shvuah. So that's why the Rambam is mechalek between the Shavuos of Zruzin and the other three things. And the emes is that is actually how we paskin, that the Mechaber writes in Simen Reish Lametes that lahalacha, if a person makes a Shavuos of Zruzin, so it's chal the iser, and we don't say that it's only a kavana for a Zruz to be matter the Shavuos. Now, the Gemara has a suffix. What if the Zruzin between the Mechaber and the Lokeach is not about to exactly 2 and 4? But rather, Amaloi Tfemi Sela, Vahala Omer Batsam Yeshakel, Nidra Havi, Izruzan Havi. So the Gemara doesn't come out clearly with an answer to this question, and therefore the Ran at the top of Amon Beis says that Kevin Dula Ifsha Tabayin Naktina Mechumra. That Lahalacha, we have to be Machmir, that if it's more than 4, less than 2, then we're Machmir that the Neder is Chal Misafik. Why is that? The Ran gives 2 possibilities, either because it's Nachas Litiyuka, or because they're very far from each other, that it's not the derech of Seichrim in such a case to only have kavana for a zeruz. What is the shita of Rambam on such a thing? So the Rambam Emes doesn't bring the sugya down at all. And the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Dalad, Halacha Gimel, so he says, the Ibayilan b'Gemara, that what's the halacha by Tfei Misela, v'yesh litmoya al Rabbeinu shehishmito, that he doesn't understand why does the Rambam not bring down this Gemara. So the Kesef Mishnah offers a possible answer. So says the Kesef Mishnah that it could be that the Rambam understood that I only told you that it's mutter if you said 2 and 4. So from that we can understand that if it's not 2 and 4, so it's going to be aser. However, he doesn't understand that b'chol zayis, the Rambam should have brought it because it's a gemara. The Chasam Sefer, so he asks on the Kesef Mishnah that it's much more serious than the fact that he should have brought it because it's a Gemara, but rather that if Be'emes it's only a Suffolk, then the Rambam has to tell us that it's a Suffolk because there's a difference between a Suffolk and a Vade. Dehainu, that according to the logic of the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam assumes that if I didn't tell you it's Mutter, so it's Aser. So what does that mean? That means that it's Aser B'Tares Vadei. And Aliba de Emes, because it's Nibai de Lov Shita, so the halacha is that it's only a neder misafik. And there's very big nafkaminus between a neder which is only a neder misafik and a neder which is neder betaras vadai, Namely, if I have a suffix, something is included in that very nether. If it's a suffix nether, so sveksveka is mutter. And if it's a bali nether, then a suffix is going to be aser. So the Rambam has to tell us that this halacha, and to tell us that it's only a suffix nether and not a vadi nether, and therefore it's tamoa b'yoser. How could the Rambam be mashmit this halacha mufureshes of the Gemara? So to be miyashiv this problem, so the Chasam Sefer reminds us of a klal, which is borrowed from the world of Chosha Mishpat, and that is the halacha of a suffix umdana. What does it mean, the suffix umdana? So there's a Gemara in Perek Mishmeis and Bava Basra that speaks about the halacha of a matnas shrivmira. Matnas shrivmira is that a person that gives away all of his nechassim because he's terminally ill, so and it turns out that he really survives the illness, so we say that anan sahadi, that he only meant to give away his nechassim because he thought he was going to die. If he would have known that he's going to live, he wouldn't have given away all his nechassim, and therefore it's batal all of the nesinas that he gave. Now the Gemara in Kuf Mem Chesem Abeis has three sveikas, that what if it's not that I gave away all of my money to my friends, but rather I was mafkir my money, or I gave it to aniyim, or I was makdish my money. So, and the Gemara comes out with a teiku by these three things, that is the halacha, that hu adin, that anan sahadi, that I only had kavana to do these things because I thought I was dying, or that because it was tzedakah or to something positive, so then we say that even al tzad, I'm going to live, I have in mind to give my money to these different causes. And the Gemara comes out with a teiku. So what is the halacha with a teiku? So over there, the Rosh says a very interesting thing, that because we have a vadei maisa, so we're not mevatel the maisa hekdish or the maisa hefger, because we're not sure if I had in mind not to have to do such a thing. The Ktzois in Simen Reish Nun, Sifkot Nalef, so he says that the Rush means to say the regular klal of ein sofok moitzi midei vadei, or in other words, that because I have a maisa vadei here, that I certainly said words which had the power to be mafkir my nechassim, or to be makdish my nechassim, then, and we're not sure if I had a tnai to be mevatelot. We're not sure if this is included in the umdino of matan shrivmera, that I didn't have in mind to do it on the tzad I'm going to live. So a sofik umdino is now going to be mevatel a vadai maisa. So that is what the Ktzai says in Simen Reish Nun, and that, says the Chasam Sefer, is the hezber of the Rambam. That in our case, so what do we have? We have a vadai neder, and we have a suffix that maybe he's not serious about the neder. Or in other words, we have a suffix if there's a zeros in the neder. So now, says the Chasam Sefer, because we have a vadai neder and a suffix if it's if there's a umdana to be mevat the neder, that's a suffix umdana. What's the halacha of a suffix umdana? The suffix umdana cannot be mevat al vadai maisa. And therefore, says the Chasam Sefer, that the Rambam held that even though it's a suffix in the Gemara, but lemaskona it's chal the neder b'toras vaday. Why is that? Because the suffix to be mevatel the neder is only a suffix, and therefore it's chal the neder b'toras vaday. And that, says the Chasam Sefer, is why the Rambam didn't feel the need to bring down this Gemara. So we have to ask ourselves, why is it that the Rishonim disagree with the Chasam Sefer? That it would seem that the Chasam Sefer is saying a good pshat, that it should be a vadei neder, because safek umdana can't be mevatel a vadei neder. So why is it the Rishonim say that naktina l'chumra, which is mashma, that it's only b'toras safek? So the emes is that according to Rav Rishonim, so there's a simple reason. And that is that the hezber of the Chasam Sefer was based on the assumption that we have a vadei maisa and a safek akira to the maisa. But based on what we've learned earlier, that not so pashit. The bay nizrei zuzin, so we learned that it's a machalikas between the Tosfos and the Rosh and the Ran, that is it a divrei haneder and just that there's no das on the chalais haneder, or maybe it's not even a divrei haneder. So the Ran is of the opinion that it's a divrei haneder without rotzen for the chalais, whereas the Tosfos and the Rosh say that it's not pi b'liv hashoven, meaning that it's not even a divrei haneder, like Reb Shimon Shkapo's masbir in Shar Zayin. So if that's the case, that it's not even a divrei haneder, then it doesn't apply here the concept of a vadei maise and a safik akira, because according to the tzad, it's a zeros, so it's a suffix in the ikra ha-maise. If it's suffix in the ikra ha-maise, then certainly there's no makom to say that ain suffix moitzi midei vadei. So that's only a half a teretz, because the Ran also says that it's naktina l'chumra. The Ran is mashma that we're only machmir misafik, and we don't say ain suffix moitzi midei vadei, even though the Ran is the opinion that In the case of Nidrei Zuzin, that there is a Vaday Neder, and the only reason why it's Nidchal is because there's no Kavanah for the Chalos. So to Miyashiv the Daz Haran, why is it that even though there's a Vaday Maisa, we don't say Ein Safak Mitzvah Midei Vaday? So there's an important Shari Chaim. The Chaim Shulevitz says, he writes this in Kiddush and Simenun Beis, he brings the Kasha of Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan Spector. Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan asks a Stira in the Divrei HaRash. The first Rush is the Rush that we brought in the case of Matan Shchiv Mira, that over there it's Nibayah Deloiv Shita, it's a takeo in the Gemara, and therefore the Rush says, because we have a Vaday Hefker and a Safek Bit on the Hefker, so it's Chal the Hefker and it's not Chal the Chalais of Matan Shchiv Mira. Fact to Bitzal Chanon, that there's a Sugya in Ksubis that's seemingly a similar Shaila about Safek Umdina, and that is the case of when a person writes a Tosefes Ksuba, that we're not sure what does he have in mind. Does a person have in mind to write a Tosefek Ksuba, Amanas, to have Yichud? Or is he Davka Makbid that he only wants the Chalois of the Tosefek Ksuba to be Chal when there's actual Bia? That's what the Gemara calls Nichnas Alechupa Upirsa Nida. So the Gemara comes out with a Teku, and over there the Rush says that because it's a Teku, it's a Sofek, what's the Halacha? So because it's a Sofek, if he was Mischayev, so Misofek, he's not Mischayev. Fact of Yitzchok Chanan, the Luchura, over there, it's the exact same thing. That a person, we have a Vaday Asiyah, that a person is Mechayev himself with Tosefes Ksuba, and we have a Safek, maybe there's a reason that it shouldn't be Chal, that Vaday Asiyah that he did. Or in other words, a Safek Omdana. So why is it that when it comes to Matan Shchiv Mira, the Rush says that Ein Safek Mitzvah Midei Vaday, and when it comes to Tosefes Ksuba, we don't say Ein Safek Mitzvah Midei Vaday. So to be Miyashiv the Stira, so Rav Chaim Shlomo was Masvir, that there's a difference between the two sugyas. And in one word, the difference is between tois and tnai. What's the difference between tois and tnai? That tnai is the pshat, that a tnai is a milsa achrisi. When a person is making an asiya and he makes it al tnai, so it's the pshat that he has a vaday asiya, and the tnai is something which is oiker. So in that case, so it's pashut, that we're going to, if we have a suffix on the tnai, we're going to say, ein suffix mitzimi de vaday. Whereas in the case of tois, if I didn't have in mind in the first place to make a certain asiya, and a certain tzad, so that's not called tnai, that's called tois, and a maise betois is not called a maise, and because it's not a maise, so we're not going to say ein safek mitzvah midei vaday. Says from Chaim Shulevitz that in the case of Tosefes Ksuba, so it's not the pshat that the fact that I'm not going to be miyached bibiyo is a tnai, that I'm only doing it al tnai, but rather my entire das of the Tosefes Ksuba was because I'm planning right now and having a bia. That I never thought in my life that she's going to be person nida this very second. And therefore, that we look at the tzad that's going to be person nida, we look at the maisa of Tosefes Ksuba as a tois. Because it's a tois, it's only a suffix maisa, and we don't say ein suffix maisa mitzvah vade. Whereas, by Matan Shchiv Mira, so over there, we have a vade maisa yasiya, and the fact that amanas, that he's going to die, is only a tnai, over there we say ein suffix mitzvah mitzvah vade. Now, getting back to Nedarim, that by Nedarim, even according to the Tzad, that like the Ran, that the reason why Nidrei Zuzin are batal is not because it's not a Maisa Neder, but rather it's a Maisa Zeros, even if we say that it is a Maisa Neder, and the reason why it's not Chal is because Muchach Milsa, that there's no Das for the Neder, but nevertheless, it's certainly at least as good as a Tois, that just like we say that a Mechach Tois is not called a Vaday Maisa, that therefore we're not going to say Ein Safak Mitzvah Vaday, so who are they? Nidrei Zuzin, even like the Ran, but because there's no Das, so the Halacha is that it's a Maisa Betois, it's not Chal, it's not a Maisa. So because it's not a Maisa, so we're not going to say over here Ein Safak Mitzvah Vaday. So that is why the Ran disagrees with the Hezber of the Chasam Sefer Bedas HaRambam. So Bedas the Chasam Sefer, we have to know that we'll have to check in the rest of Shas if it really makes sense to say in every case of Mekach Tois that Ein Safak Mitzvah Mitzvah Vaday. Until now, so far Bedas HaRash Lefachos, we see that we only say Ein Safak Mitzvah Vaday by Tnai and not by Bito Mekach Mitam Tois. We still have to be mashlim the sugya of Poischem Bicharata, but because it'll take too much time, so I think we'll do that tomorrow.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.